To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks, and I'm with Ben Mandelker, the amazing and talented man in my life. How you doing, babe?
Oh, I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm so good. What a crazy episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills we get to discuss today, Ben.
Oh my God, so good. So good.
You know, there has to be something said about this show's consistency. It's always like, what? Why? I'm bored. You know, like, towards the end of the season, people are always online pretty much every season. Like, I'm so bored. This show sucks. Nothing's happening on this show. And not only do they come through in such a weird, crazy way, and they get almost darker than any other show on Bravo. And that says something, because we just, you know, this week we talked about Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is pretty dark.
Yeah. Yeah. But this, yeah. Beverly Hills does that. They keep it light and frilly. And then all of a sudden, when shit goes down, usually on a boat, usually abroad, it gets real dark real quickly. I mean, admittedly, this season isn't as good as some of the famous, you know, the first two seasons of Beverly Hills are hard to ever top. But there are people who are really going after this season. There are people who didn't really like last season either. And I really enjoyed last season. I'm really enjoying this season. I have no problems with it whatsoever. I think it's fun. Maybe because we recap it and so we find all the ludicrous moments and hilarity in these shows. But I think it's much better than a Real Housewives of New Jersey. By the way, and P.S., did you hear the gossip that came out on Monday that Kim D, her car was involved in a double homicide?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Her son's friend apparently took the car and killed people in it.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Yeah. Now, the trick on that show is to watch and see who turns into a total hypocrite. All those people who were like, you can't talk about Teresa and her husband and their criminal stuff. That's not cool. Mm-hmm. Their children are losing a mother. Let's see how quick those people change.
Yeah.
And just slam exactly. Kim D all season long for this.
So bizarre. Yeah. Why would her son's friend take her car? I mean, I know you're trying to cover up the tracks, but it's just weird. It's
Girl,
weird.
Jersey is so nonsensical. I don't even understand if it's the place anymore, because all I know about New Jersey these days is from this TV show, which is, you know, probably not a good representation. And before this even started, when I lived in New York, I knew New Jersey is the place where IKEA was. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It just feels like everything can break so easily in Jersey, you know?
I'm sure it will be discussed many times over rail teenies at Rails Restaurant of the Stars. For Siggy Flicker.
Take away the knives!
Take away the knives. Take away the car keys and the matches.
No one's going to kill each other on my reservation at Rails.
Well, you know, it's crazy because, you know, like that car, and I remember seeing that car. I thought to myself, I'm going to get myself that car because, you know, I want to get myself a new car. I'm being renewed and everything. I got a new kitchen, you know, and boo and all that stuff. And Frankie's moving in and out of the house. He's got abs now. And I thought, well, you know what? I should get a new car. And I was going to get that car. I was going to take a drive in it. And now it's burned up and two dead people are in it. But I mean, you know, what can you do? You know, new cabinets.
I think the burning question on everybody's mind is, what does Ashley think of this? When is Ashley going to say something really shitty on Twitter about this?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Ashley. So, let's get to the real news, which is the madness of Beverly Hills, which was pretty much all episode. It was big madness, calm Buddha times, big madness again. So
just the fact that this started back on that pirate boat, the junk boat, and they kept having their exterior shots of this scary ass looking boat with red sails kind of creeping along the ocean. And then they kept showing Vanderpump trying to walk. It's like, this is hilarious already. I'm loving this.
Yeah, it was very much the sort of boat you expected a Bond villain, like a moment where James Bond has a date with someone, and then someone goes and throws a hat at him, and that's like really a blade, and he has to duck, and like there's fighting on the boat, and then getting down off, and then dropping off the boat onto the dock, and then running through the streets.
Yeah,
that's pretty much. I'm sure that's what probably Erica wanted to do,
except without the running and all that stuff. This cast ain't gonna do the running part. They'll just like, we'll do the entire James Bond sitting down on the boat.
James Bond, the stage play.
So we're back on the boat, and we're in the middle of the fight we left off with last week, where Erica's like,
if you didn't feel like pills were causing Rita to act like that, then why bring it up?
And Dorit's like, I don't remember it like that. And Rita's back vindicated in her glitter jacket. She's like, yeah, see, baby, you don't remember either.
So then we have this same thing where Erica says, you talk too much, and then
you say a bunch of boring shit. I say good shit.
She's like, hallelujah! At least we've got a starting point.
And then that's when,
darling,
Erica starts doing her like come to me fingers over and over and won't stop. And she's like,
bring it, Dorit! Bring it.
And Lisa Vanderpump is just sitting there next to Kyle looking back and forth like she's just watching another boring ass day of Housewives tennis.
Yeah. And Erica's like, Erica basically asks Dorit if she needs confirmation all the time, and Dorit's like, no, I don't need that at all. Don't you agree I don't need confirmation? Don't you agree?
Tell me I'm right.
Can someone back me up here that I don't need confirmation? I mean, this is crazy.
Do I need reservations for this confirmation? Why is no one confirming that I don't need confirmation? I'd like a table for two of non-confirmation, please, hostess.
I'm Jewish. What sort of Jew gets confirmed? PK. Pretty little puss.
So Erica is coming for her. Erica has not come for anybody yet. This is the first time. We saw her last season try and fail really hard to semi come after Vanderpump. Like, that crashed and burned. And then her husband fell in love with Lisa Vanderpump. So that kind of didn't work. Then she tried with Catherine a little bit. But it was just little. I mean, this is like, I think those gays were like, we found this new meth.
I think Dorit has been needling at her all season long in a really annoying way, and Erica just couldn't deal with it anymore. But what surprised me was that after last week, I thought for sure, like, oh my god, this is hilarious. Dorit, you know, going after Erica, like trying to tangle with Erica, she's gonna get shot down. I was surprised how many people we got on social media who were actually on Dorit's side. I thought it was gonna be a pretty solid, show of support for Erica.
It's total Real Housewives what they did. They just went too far. She would have been fine. Like, if it had stopped here, it would have been fine. But man, once Erica got going, and then you know what happens when Rinna gets going. It's like, oh, geez, that cuckoo bird really cut somebody, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why people were more on Dorit's side, because I think Rinna really annoyed people this season with that whole, talking about Kim, et cetera. I think, you know, people were sort of annoyed at Rinna from last season anyway because of the Munchausen and going against Vanderpump. And this season, you know, she was sort of on thin ice, and she definitely stepped in shit that was on the ice. And then when she stepped in the shit, it, like, fell into the water with her foot, and then it poisoned all the fish and killed the fish and the coral reef down there.
And then she blamed the fish.
That's then she blamed the fish.
There's something so I think on these vacations about the change of altitude, because Rinna really loses it on vacation.
She does. It's great. But the thing is, I think people who were pro Dorit, it was not so much that they were anti-Erica. I suspect it was more anti-Rinna. But that being said, I mean, it was a weird argument, and we're going to obviously get right back into it. But what was weird to me is they both made points that I agreed with. I'm not going to lie. because I do, we've said many times that we think Erica is actually pretty cool, and considering that she's like a friend of the gays and she's gay friendly, that's all this gay stuff, da, 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 da. She has a veneer of being very cold and distant. So when Dorit says that
and
sort of stuff,
lacking any like, kind of sense of humor.
Yeah, so Dorit's not entirely wrong when she says that, but Erica, I think, is more correct. I think Erica has the better stance.
Well,
she's like,
for
what
now.
The fuck is wrong with you, Dorit?
Yeah, for now she does. So Dorit just cracked me up because she goes, oh my god. Erica, right back into the fight, is like, I've tried to be nice to you, Dorit. She's like, you've never been nice to me. Not one single time. And then we get a montage of Erica being like, I like your dress, or whatever.
I mean, Dorit has been petty with Erica since the very beginning, when Erica showed up in like a designer t-shirt. She's like, oh, it's a t-shirt. Why should I wear a t-shirt to a bachelor party?
Yeah, like, Dorit's an asshole, okay? Dorit so don't let asshole. Anything we say in this episode make you think that we don't think that Dorit's an asshole. Like, no, Dorit's an asshole, and she deserves what asshole. She's getting. I just think the biggest mistake they all made on Team Erica this week, you have to stand up for yourself without turning the other person into a victim. Because the minute you turn the other person into a victim, oh my god, everybody roots for the victim, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Erica, at this point, is just... I don't think she can even contain her rage, and she can't contain how she's going after someone. She's just going after Dorit at this point. She basically says, you died for attention, and now you have it. Yeah. And Dorit's response, she just goes, honey! I was like, okay, that's fine.
Touché. Is my attention not good enough for you, Dorit? Is it not good enough?
And she's like, don't fucking flatter yourself. I'm not dying for your attention. And then the clown music starts, which you gotta love. It's like, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Dorit's probably like, she's like, I'm not dying for your attention at all. Hey, Erica, look over here. Did you hear what I just said? I said I'm not looking for your attention. Erica, over here.
Why won't you watch me juggle, Erica? She's like, do, 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 do. So Erica's
what
like,
what cloud are you on, darling?
I'm in reality.
That's all you've done with me is look for my attention.
And Dorit does an impression of her. And she holds her nose and she's like, you're desperate for my attention. Like, yeah, you're still stupid, Dorit.
But Dorit did. I think Dorit did have a moment. She did. I think she had a strong moment when she did. She went after Erica and she's like, she's like, Erica, what on earth would I need from you? You're not that interesting. You're no fucking fun. You're not fucking nice at all. You're cold as fucking ice and stark. Why the hell would I be vying for your attention?
And like, you know she got her because Erica's response was,
oh, must have touched a nerve. You're obviously loud.
I was like, oh, no. Yeah. When they start going after volume, you know they've lost this round.
That I was about to say, that round was Dorit won that round. That was honestly, that was... Can't argue with what Dorit said there.
Yeah. When you're returning with volume snaps, you lost. but don't worry. There's still like 20 rounds to go. So
but then Erica's been like, you could not be more wrong. And that's when Lisa Van Bussel's like, it's how she felt, darling. How she felt the feelings of a heart. A beating heart. A beating sort of British heart.
I just think that she felt that you didn't like her, darling.
Yeah, Vanderpump is always sticking up for the wrong person, okay? Let's not forget this is the lady that championed Brandy. Like, she just, it's really hard for her to pick a good horse.
That's true. Although, to be play devil's advocate, I will say, you know, if someone, even if you like someone, but they are getting a vibe that you don't like them, and you know that one thing that you have in your life is that you put up walls and yada, yada, yada. You know, I think that's it's a semi, you know, reasonable thing to say. Well, maybe you like me, and maybe I misunderstood, but you just gave me a very cold vibe, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be able to appreciate that.
She felt cold. And Erica's like, well, did you think I would like you after that underwear thing?
And I was like, oh no, oh god. And this is when I just started groaning in the stands. I was like, Erica. We've had like two episodes not talking about your flappy vag. Do we really have to go there again?
Yeah, but you know what, though? You have to. You have to, because that's the thing. Dorit doesn't seem to understand the damage she created in a new friendship by talking so much about the stupid Pandy thing. Listen, if your friends, so now I'm going to go back on exactly what I just said, because that's what I like to do. So if you are making friends with someone and you just get to know them, and then you have a situation like a Pandy thing, and you go and you're on camera talking about it with your husband, and your husband's talking about how he saw something. And if you just kept it behind closed doors, it's one thing. But then you go tell every single person, and PK was staring. I mean, what sort of woman, like, what sort of red-blooded man can't look? Da, 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 da. Casting her to look like, well, you know, she should have known better. Erica should have known better. You know, not really putting any blame on PK for being, you know, for not having better manners or for talking about it on camera or, you know, all this stuff. It's like that does, when you do that to someone that you're brand new friends with, you're going to do permanent damage. So of course they're not going to like you. And of course they're going to send you cold vibes. So even though you felt like Erica didn't like you, in this case, it's because she didn't.
Yes. So and I get that. And again, I'm not saying Dorit's not an asshole, but this, they even showed the clips of but them being like, we're totally over it. We're, yeah, new days. We're moving forward. And also, Erica Jane has a dance move called Pat the Puss. And every video she makes, she's rubbing her vag in close up in a thong on YouTube. So stop acting like you're so, like, worried about your vagina. Your vagina is all over the place. Are you, you're not getting, like, your Google ad content. Like, come on.
I mean, Dorit's an ass, but... Yeah, I mean, I think the issue is not so much, like, that people saw her vagina. It's that Dorit is going around acting as if Erica was being almost like a predator in some way.
Well, in Erica's words.
And that's where it is. That's where it's obnoxious. And I think the reason why it comes up again is not that Erica's holding on to it, but being like, listen, we put it in the past, but our friendship was affected by it, and that's just the way it is. And like, how do you, I'm just supposed to just ignore that? I think she was actually trying to say, I'm not still mad about the Pantygate thing, although she was, but like, you know, you have to be, you can't just expect that something like that happens, and you embarrass me, and then we're just like, cool, you know?
Right after that happened, like, make an effort to be nice to me or something.
Exactly. But she kept poking. Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, well, you made it seem like I'm doing it on purpose and trying to flirt with your husband. And all she could do was talk about Erica, Erica, Erica. You took it and you ran with it.
She goes, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, this is where I was like, oh, so Erica's just going to go for it. I think her queens were like, look, girl, you're on a housewives show. You got to just go for it. because
Well, not only that, though, the problem is that she didn't go for it earlier. I mean, Erica and I are actually very similar because she didn't go for it when she really should have, like a few months ago, and it's festered. And now she's like, fuck it. Now I'm going to go for it, even if it makes me look petty. And she did, because Dorit still doesn't understand, really, the situation.
No, because her response is, well, a woman who comes in with a dress that short
and doesn't cross her legs. So it's like, again, Dorit is being like, I'm not being crazy. You are, because you were dressed like a slut. And what do you expect a man to do? Which is really bullshit.
Yeah.
So
she's
like,
you said I was trying to do it on purpose.
She says that about a million times, and I loved that Erica's now made it about her vagina having a motive.
Like, yeah.
Like, well, we're building a vagina case now.
Yeah, and now then Dorit again is saying, it's just a funny thing. It was just like a funny thing. It was just a funny. And then that's when Rinna was like, no, you were questioning Erica's motives. You know, I think Rinna, although I think Rinna was more like, yes, you fucking did, baby. Own it.
Yeah, she was like in crazy Rinna mode.
Yeah.
Now, you know when she's going to get crazy, because she always leans back and starts rocking back and forth, usually holding one of her knees. And she's wearing that weird glitter jacket. And she's laughing at everything and just yelling. And I was like, Lord. One flew over the cuckoo's nest, girl.
Yeah, she's basically like some strange version of Helen Madden, the licensed joyologist from Saturday Night Live.
It's like, yes, you fucking did, baby. Yes, you did. I'm like, whoa. So, let me see.
Dorit is like, well, if I hurt you, Eric, of course I'm sorry. So Eric is like, Dorit, that hurt my feelings. And then Dorit goes, well, I question whether you have feelings. And then it was like, oh, come on, Dorit.
Yeah,
come on.
Like, you almost got out of this. And Lisa
and
Vanderpump
is
like,
it's a joke.
But Lisa Vanderpump goes, for God's sake, this is a girl who wears cunt around her neck. Oh, and Dorit also did my favorite Dorit thing. She's like, I don't understand. It was underwear. It was jolly good times. You even high-fived me, Erica.
With your pretty little puss that was hanging out.
And Erica's just not going to accept it. She's like, well, my feelings were hurt, so there you go. And Eileen's like, well, she's not a robot. And people think she doesn't have feelings. Well, there they are, loud and proud. Now, here's how I feel about...
Now, believe me, I have feelings.
Like, oh, poor Eileen. She's never going to get a feeling scene.
So then Dorita's then talking about it again. Erica is cold, and Erica's like, you have no idea what cold is. And she's like,
I'm pretty sure I do. I come from the Shetland Islands.
So then Dorita's like, you know, the Dorita starts saying, like, she doesn't hang out with cold people. Why would anyone hang out with cold people? And I'm like, Rita at one point just goes, what is going on here?
Erica goes, stop talking to me. And Rita's like, what is going on here? Really? What is really going on here? Why can't you just say, I'm sorry my husband was glaring at your vagina?
And Dorit's like,
well, what on earth do you expect a man with a beating heart to do when a woman's vajayjay is in front of him?
I'm like, oh my God, this is the problem. See, if it was just like the quote unquote English humor, it would have just been like a laugh. You know, the content of Dorit's chatter amongst the women would have been like, it was the funniest moment. The Vanderpump, you know, tried to get Erica to do this and that, and she wasn't wearing underwear. Wow, we were scandalized. Oh, little minx she is. That would be like shitty British humor there. But it wasn't that. It was like, could you believe it? She was not wearing underwear, and there's a man there, and it's almost like she wanted it. Isn't that hilarious?
Is it PK's fault that her vagina looks like a ham sandwich? How is he supposed to stop staring? And then you get Eileen in there, of course. He's like, well, Vincent would never stare at a woman's vagina like that. I mean, ew, no. Thanks, but Eileen.
He might enjoy his voucher to the slot machine.
So then Dorit pulls out I'm very sorry, Erica, that these girls made it such a big deal.
Oh my God. That was outrageous. When she did that, the girls were like, what? We were like, what are you talking about? And Rena's like, you know what? Fuck off. Fuck off. And they cut to Eden. And she's like, I'm still wearing a wig. And I feel like no one's really commented on this.
She's like, everything here is bolted down. I can't even figure out what I'm supposed to steal from. Like, she just looks like such a villain with that wig. And she's very shifty. And when she doesn't talk, I feel like Eden's just stealing things. After all this fight, she was, like, messing with her purse and kind of looking over her shoulder. It's like, they hate Eden. Like, they're putting the worst shots of Eden in here.
They basically saw the scene. They're like, you know what we should do? We should do a show about Eden and call it Imposters. Let's do that. So Rinna
and Eileen are like them as a team. I know people love them. I don't love them as a team. I think Eileen's really shady. I don't like that Eileen guides. I feel like Eileen guides a lot of what Rinna does. A la Vanderpump to whoever her hoe is. And it bugs me. And especially when they get like this, because they're both just laughing really loudly at everything.
Well,
and then Rinna's pouncing and she's like, listen here, friend. You made it a big deal, friend. It's like, where did that come from? Friend.
I did not like the Eileen Rinna situation last season. I don't mind it this season. And I don't think that they were being mean girls here. I did not get that vibe. To me, they were like, you know, as they say a little bit later on, they're like, well, we told you, Dorit, that we think you may have upset Erica. We warned you. We tried to talk to you about it. And now you're saying that we made the big deal about it? Like, no, you told every single person. And I love when Rinna said, I'm low class, baby. Oh, from the woman who comes from Connecticut and uses a fake British, Australian, South African, whatever accent. Baby, own it.
Own it, baby. They're laughing. Rinna has just pounced and gotten in her face and then really quickly sat back down and started rocking back and forth laughing again. Yes. I mean, she's terrifying.
She was a little unhinged for
and
sure.
Dorit's like, don't ever get in my face again, Rinna. And she's like, I'll get in your face whenever I want to, baby. And then they're just like sitting there. Eileen and Rinna are just sitting there laughing. And I'm like, these two are so dark. And she's like, don't threaten me. And then they start about fighting in my face. And Rinna's like, fuck you.
Ah, fuck you. Yeah, fuck you, Dorit. Fuck you, Dorit. Did you guys hear me? Fuck you, Dorit.
I'm like, okay, we get it, crazy pants. Oh, my God.
So then Dorit went back to this thing of like, Erica, if I had known, I would never have it. And that's when Eileen is like, we told you, you dumb bitch. In a turd car, we told you a million times.
I made you drive to Malibu to tell you, in the wind, on a picnic table.
Don't you remember? It was so windy.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't remember. Malibu? What's that? Is that another island in Hawaii? Did we go to Hawaii? I love Hawaii. So much. Let's go back.
Malibu? Like, oh, jeez. So then Vanderpump, who's just like half-assing it at this point, but she's got to stay with her. You know, sticking to Dorit, but she's like,
oh, that's not fair. She meant it as a joke. Do I have snacks on this thing? Do I need to use an M&M?
And Dorit's like, Erica, I wasn't looking to defame your character or make you look bad or hurt your feelings or embarrass your pretty little puss.
And then Erica's like, well, that's what you did all three, but thanks.
Yeah, but thanks.
So she's not taking it. And when Vanderpump stood up for her and was like, that's not fair, she meant it as a joke, both Rin and Eileen at the same time were like, Lisa, let her fight for herself. Like, they both start yelling at Lisa. Yeah. And then she goes, well, you're fighting for your friend, and I can fight for my friend. And it's they, like, sat back for a second, like, oh, yeah, I guess that's true. We're raging fucking hypocrites.
Kyle's just sitting there being quiet the whole thing. She just, but then, so yeah, then Erica
Kyle's
goes
like,
down.
God, I left my agency hat in the bedroom. Damn it.
Yeah. So then Erica goes downstairs and she sheds literally a single tear. And Lisa Vanderpump, she has this, you know, special ability. She hears the tear hit the floor of the junk boat and she's like, broken bed. She like goes downstairs and she's like, darling, cry into mummy's breast, cry.
Cry until the next John comes, then dry it up and put on a brave blow face.
And Erica's then, like, I'm fine. There's just some strange moisture on my cheekbone. And they're like, they're like dabbing it not to undo all of the glam squad.
Yeah, Kyle's like, are those real? And Vanderpump's like, she normally pushes you away, but it seems the Ice Queen is melting. Like, she's romanticizing this whole thing. She's like, loving
she's,
it.
She's like, Erica, while you're vulnerable, I would like to do something very special for you. I would like you, Erica Jean, to be my next hostess at Sir.
You won't even have to start as a busboy first, darling.
If you stick around long enough, I'll get you a condominium.
Erica, you will now have the privilege of holding Snooki at my next dinner party.
Actual Snooki from Jersey Shore. You please must hold her back. Thank you.
I just love her bangs.
So, Erica, did you notice that Erica is... Okay, Erica's so ridiculous. So now she's crying, and she's like,
I'll be crying. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
She's, like, staring there. It looks like she's on the front of the Titanic as Kate Winslet, remembering Leo DiCaprio. Just thinking Spoiler. About things, and then they turn the camera around, and you see that she's staring out over the crowd of tourists waiting to load onto the boat as she stoically cries for an audience. It's like, this woman is fucking ridiculous, and I love her more than ever. I can't believe how much I like Erica now. She's so ridiculous and dramatic.
I didn't think that she was being ridiculous and dramatic. I think she was actually just like, she was just like, I hate crying. I hate losing my composure. And I just did it on TV. And my whole reason why I came on the show was to promote my music. And they fucking got to me. I made it through a season and a half or season three quarters. And they finally broke me down. And Dorit, meanwhile, is being like, that felt like a missile attack. It was a missile attack.
It's like, who is Miss Isle, you idiot? Yeah.
Is that a Scud missile?
It was like a drone missile.
So, they but we find
a
drone,
PK. You ever see a drone? Pretty little drone.
We find out the boat has been docked, and Erica's just standing there crying at the tourists. And then they finally open the gates of the boat, and Erica's like,
okay, bye bye, thanks.
And they separate out. Four of them get into a car. The other three go walking along. And in the car with Rinna and Eileen, Erica and Eden, Eden's like, you're crying and it looks so pretty. Like, shut up, Eden. Stop trying to make yourself relevant to this scene.
She's like, I don't want to yell at somebody, but it's hard being portrayed as something you really aren't. Now, please buy my album, Vagina, spelled V-A-J dollar sign I-Y and dollar sign 3.
Thank you. Like, I just hate to have when people see me when I've lost my composure. I hate to be anything but totally put together. So buy my album, The Pretty Mess. I hate being referred to as a mess. And then a pretty mess.
So then Dorit, Vanderpump, and Kyle are in their own little group, you know, and Vanderpump's like, just like tired. And she's like, all the people Erica pays to tell us she's fabulous has gone to her head. I'm like, okay, Dorit.
Which would have been not a terrible theory, except for the fact that you appeared later on with the glam squad, Dorit.
And the only person that would talk to you during your packing scene is China Nanny. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. You're surrounded by hired help, too, so don't get that twisted.
And Vanderpump's still giving, like, 4-star reviews. She's like, she was crying. I hadn't seen that vulnerability.
Did you ever see Erica Jane on the junk boat? Brilliant performance. Brilliant.
So then in the other car, Eileen's like, well, normal people just say I'm sorry. And Erica's like,
yeah, but you gotta mean it.
So Kyle's still stuck on Rinna because she's still mad at Rinna, you know. And yeah. She's like, I don't like that. She jumped up and got in her face. And then it cuts to Rinna going, ha, ha, I jumped up and got in her face and said, fuck you. Ha, ha, ha. You remember that? Kyle's like, I think that's abuse. I love this show. So then they have the glowing light of the Chanel store to make them all feel better.
Yeah.
They're like, should we go in? I don't detect any broken birds in there. We must go on.
My baby Birkin said it's time to go home.
So in the room, they're in Erica's room, I guess. And Rinna's like, you know what, Eden? Take off your wig. I want to see who's under that little wig, my little Eden Schmied. Okay. Totally changes her personality.
Yeah.
Sit there and say no lines with your regular hair, okay?
Yeah. So Eileen is comforting Erica, you know, and it was like a nice moment. Eileen cuddles up to her and basically like, you know, like we've got you. And Erica's tearing up a little bit. And like she's like, I love you, Erica. And Eileen's like, I love you, Eileen. And they're just, you know, Eileen is basically saying to us, you know, that Erica feels things and she has walls up, but she's very sensitive and yada yada. And Erica says, I'm sensitive. So it's like,
she's
nice.
Like,
you think to yourself,
cuddle with me, Erica. She's like, no. Well, look at your body language. She's like, I'm just doing this because I'm cold, Eileen. Not because I'm cold. You're calling me cold? Because I'm cold. Oh, I don't know what I'm mad about right now. And Eileen, like, forces
her
into a cuddle.
You can either cuddle with me or not appear in my soap opera. Which would you prefer?
I guess I'll do a cold cuddle then.
So then the next morning, Dorit is telling PK about everything on the phone. And she... the way she tells it to PK, she's like,
oh, the craziest thing happened, PK. So we were just talking, and Erica says, you're desperate for my friendship. You're desperate for my attention.
As if, like, it just came out of a vacuum. Like just Erica was just being a mean girl and throwing her face. I'm like, this is your problem, Dorit. You just go, and you gossip, and you twist the interpretation of events so blatantly. And I don't know if she even does it on purpose. I think that she just, things come in and she just hears them strangely, and then she spits them out in a way that totally alters the reality of the situation.
Well, she's trying to make everybody like her by being the one who always has gossip or who has something fun to talk about the girls. But she's just an asshole. And it doesn't help that she's teamed up with fucking PK either. He's like, darling, she pays people to be her friends. So don't listen to that. You know, it's like, oh, God.
Anyway, China Nanny wants to say hi to you.
And Dorit's like, please, I burst both our children. So there's nothing I can't handle in these parts. Okay, Dorit.
What about an SAT test?
At breakfast, everyone's really awkward, and Erica comes down, and Dorit's like, ugh, you know, like trying to look away from her. And Erica's like,
Hello, Dorit.
And then just sits there giving her an icy look with her perfect posture. Vanderpump's like, we're going to see Buddha, darling.
Yeah, they're going to go see the giant Buddha. And Dorit's like, huh, I've actually been there. And I was like, oh, shut up, Dorit.
And Erica leans back and rolls her eyes. I mean, she is in the shower with PK every morning. So Eileen and Rinna they come down acting like they're the positive ones, which really cracks me up. Because last night it was like, shut up, Vanderpump, and fingers and faces, and fuck you, baby. And today they're like, hi, everyone. Good morning. Buddha. Oh, yeah. Buddha.
Buddha.
And no one's paying them any mind.
Well, no one is, like, happy with anyone at this point. Everybody's
miserable, annoyed. Which means it's good housewives vacation.
Yeah, so then they go to this Buddha, and they have to take gondolas, which, of course, I love, because it's a good callback to Miss Gondola Price, former housewife in our minds. And, of course, Kyle is like, gravity! Oh, no! She starts to freak out, which is, like, her little... She gets to do that once a season, have a freak out about being high up somewhere or whatever. And I love, though, that Kyle was like, I guarantee that Eileen is freaking out. And they cut to Eileen's gondola, and she's just pleasantly taking pictures with her iPad, which is embarrassing enough.
They're all taking pictures. It's like, this is how we enjoy nature now, through the lens of our phone. Like, did anybody even see it? I know I sound like an old man, but...
No, I just think the idea of taking pictures with an iPad is embarrassing.
It is, yeah. But it's so Eileen, you know?
Yeah, it was very Eileen. Very, very Eileen. So they get to the top, and it's raining, and they're all wearing umbrellas. And I actually felt bad for them, because half the ladies looked like they were wearing wedges and sandals. And I was like, do you guys ever even look at the weather report at this point? What are you guys thinking?
They did. Kyle's like, it was 30%. I thought that meant, like, drizzle. It's like only 30% raining. That's not bad.
Yeah. If you go onto Instagram, some of the housewives have photos up from, I guess, probably the gondola ride coming down. And it's hilarious because all their hair is deflated and ridiculous looking. And they just look like they've driven through a car wash in a convertible. It's amazing. It's like full on flat hair mania. So they get to the top and there's a cow. So Lisa Vanderpump's like, oh, new pet.
What Someone a sexy man.
So sexy. Why don't we put a strawberry on it? Make it even sexier. Some cabbage.
Where do I buy cow magnums or parsley to put in his ears? What a sexy vegetable on a sexy beast. Tag him. Does he have an Instagram, darling?
So they're like burning incense and making blessings. They're going up this big staircase. And I like that Kyle would be naive enough to say that all the rain and the fog and the presence of the Buddha was going to have some sort of positive effect on them. She's like, it has to. It just has to.
Well, it kind of does, because Rinna's back in Yelp mode. She's like, whoa, Buddha, gorgeous, stunning, awe-inspiring, best film of the year, baby. Like, do you even know what you're talking to anymore?
And the Oscar goes to Moonlight. I'm sorry, Buddha. It's just the way it works. I'm sorry.
I'm awed and inspired by the way you can sit so still for so long, Buddha.
I did find it insulting the way that Buddha was trying to be an ambassador for jazz.
Vanderpump's like,
Buddha's so sexy, darling. Where's his winky?
So Dorit and Corrine later, her paid gay. But girl, you got a lesbian. You're supposed to get gay guys. This lesbian has no interest in your stupid stories. She's like, Corrine, I don't know what to do without you. Oh, I'm so tired, and the girls are so jealous. I just don't understand. And she's like, get the fuck out of here, lady. Yeah. Like, your lipstick is done. Bye.
Yeah, she's basically like, she's like, you know, I'm so happy to have you, Corrine. You know, Erica Jane, she has to rely on the affirmations of her glam squad, but I don't need them from you. Isn't that right, Corrine? Isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
That's the nicest thing anybody said to me on this trip, Corrine. Thank you for seeing me.
Thanks for being my best friend, glam squad person. You like being my best friend, don't you? Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you for the confirmation. Not that I needed it.
Oh, look at me. I just broke something. I must want some attention, Corrine. Just a little bit.
Erica's with her, like, regular glam squad, and they're like, yeah, samurai, everything, bitch!
Y'all's out!
Yeah.
She's like, maybe I should take down this thing to cover my face. I'll just wear that the whole time. Covering my face the whole time. And then she did a typical Erica thing where she's like,
I need my glam squad because regular Erica would just be in jeans and a t-shirt because that's who I am at my core.
Like, no, you're not. You're a girl who takes a private plane home to visit her mom at her core. Come on, Erica.
Well, also, if regular Erica is jeans and t-shirts, then why did she get into that whole look for going up to the Buddha, you know? Because now you're just being inauthentic. It's one thing to get glammed up for dinner. I get that. But you're going up a thing. You're going up a stair. You're going up a mountain with stairs. I mean, she, oh, no, for a moment, she had
this was before dinner. This is when she's getting glammed up for dinner.
I know, but I'm saying if she's saying stairs. She got glammed up for the stairs, although she was, I mean, when they first went to Hong Kong, she showed up in the tracksuit. So she was being regular Erica then. But, like, you know, you got to see it through. You can't make those statements and don't show it to us, Erica.
Yeah, that's always been a thing with us and Erica, that she's got these two personalities, but they're basically the same bitch. It's like, I mean, one of them rides around more than the other, but they're still the same. Like, we need more difference in your characters, Erica.
Yeah. So she goes for a samurai Barbie look, which is fine.
I don't know how that was samurai. It was all different kinds of, like, panther patterns, kind of.
Right.
But it was, like, a bunch of different really terrible blankets at Fran Drescher's house all sewed together.
And it was, like, a great moment of cultural appropriation and whiteness because, you know, samurai are Japanese and they're in Hong Kong. That's fine. So anyway, they go to this this restaurant that's on the top of Hong Kong, darling. Almost as beautiful as Sir. Not enough planters. Where's Chef Penny? Chef Penny, make me some pomelo. So they are all at the table, and it's just super awkward. So Eden is like, wait a second. I have my moment. I feel like there's an elephant at the table. I go, well, you sort of mess up the phrase, but sure. Okay, Eden, well done. You got the ball rolling.
I know. Thanks for fat shaming everybody. They're like, is it me?
So then Rinna, I mean, at this point, Rinna is just fully deranged. I mean, talk about altitude getting to your head. You just can't take Rinna to a restaurant that's above a city, okay? She's now fully Looney Tunes. She's like, well, Dree, did you apologize to Erica for what happened? I was like, oh my God.
That's between Dorit and Erica.
No, she has not apologized.
Oh, darling, you had a little flash of the Gina Jine. Who cares?
And that's when Erica's like, well, don't minimize my feelings.
Yeah, don't minimize my feelings.
And then Lisa just has to say shit that gets her in trouble at the reunion. She's like,
she should have just shaken this off like she did her knickers.
So then Dorit basically tells Eileen, because, you know, Eileen's just sort of doing her thing at the corner, and she's like,
well, if Erica says she's cool and okay, what am I supposed to do at this point? If she says she's cool, and then Erica's like, shut your mouth. That's what you're supposed to do. Drop it and not talk about it. That's what I would have done for you. Common fucking courtesy.
Yeah,
and
you made it a big deal. Yeah, look at Erica. She meant to do it. Look at her, that slut.
She's like, I don't remember.
I don't remember. I kind of feeling like maybe you were looking at me, but I don't know. I'm not like I want attention or anything.
And Rinna tells us, she's like, well, when I didn't remember things, I didn't go around talking to everybody about it. I just couldn't remember. I'm like, oh, okay, that's totally different. She's like, my memory loss was real and hers is fake. And here's why. Meanwhile, Eileen's like, I'm wearing Madonna gloves. Anybody?
Yeah. Live to tell, am I right? So, but the thing is that with Rinna sort of has a point, sort of, because she's basically saying, I had one conversation and I just didn't remember it. Whereas this woman went and talked to like 10 different people, talked about it at dinner party, she talked about it with me, with her, with this, like so many different people. And then she can't remember a single shred of it. So I don't know the degree to which Rinna remembers or doesn't remember her conversation, but at the very least, she has a better case than Dorit.
Yeah. Well, but it's always funny when you try and when we try and compare all the different wrong things they've done, because they're all so silly. It's like, how do you even pick sides, you know?
But then Rinna does a great job of just destroying her own credibility when she goes, just turns to Dorit and goes, "Do you trust your husband?" I'm like, "Oh, Rinna, do you just want the fans to hate you? What are you doing to yourself here, Rinna?"
I know, it's like, I mean, at the same time, you just crawled out of a barrel of shit. What are you doing?
But at the same time, I mean, thank God, right? Because she's the only one who just, like, she's like, "You know what? Fine. I'm just going to ask questions because I already have a career, so I'll just do this. I don't care."
Yeah.
So,
and I like that she's also taking a fight that we're all so fucking sick of hearing about, and she's just, like, turning it into something else, you know? She's like, do you trust your husband? And Dorit's like, "Implicitly, Rinna, you don't have to ask me twice."
"But you can, because I love the attention."
So, "Were you talking to me? I'm so flattered."
"Did you like that I used that word implicitly? Did you like that? I would like it. Come on. I mean, I don't need confirmation. I just want to know if you like it."
So we're all thinking, oh, shit, she's going to drop something that the husband was cheating or whatever. And Kyle gets so mad because Kyle still has residual anger. Yeah, Kyle still has residual anger from a couple of things. One was when Vanderpump joked about all the tabloid stories about Maurizio, you know, banging transgender hookers in hotel bars or whatever. And then the other thing was that Rinna jumped down, almost strangled Kim and threw a glass at her when Kim brought up her husband.
Yeah.
You know, on a trip, of course.
Yeah, exactly. So Kyle's basically like, why would, like, you get, you know, you got so upset with my sister for mentioning Harry. And then here you just ask this question. Now, again, as I always love to be the one who likes to, I feel like there's certain nuances that have to be clarified. When Kim said, "You want to talk about Harry?" she talked as if there was some shit that Harry was up to. And there was a lot of implications. In this case, Rinna is just asking a question that we just know is going to lead to shit. But there's actually, it looked like, and as Rinna said, she's like, "No, I'm asking because she wants to pursue a line of questions. She wants to figure something out."
Yes, but it did sound like she was saying, it did sound like she was pulling with Kim at first. Yeah, to me.
It's one of those things, it's like Rinna just, don't do that, and yet please do it because we're watching this on TV and we need something to watch.
Yeah, now's not the time for preamble. So she's like, "I'm just saying, if she really trusted her husband, why would she be threatened by Erica's vagina? Is she worried that her husband's staring at her all the time?" I'm like, oh, Lord. Well, that's a good point in a way, but
it is a good
still
point.
Hilarious. But now changed it into, "You can't trust your husband because he's staring at other vaginas."
Yeah, that was actually kind of hilarious. Because the one thing I did not think was that, I didn't think really that Dorit was threatened by Erica's vagina. I think she was just more like, she didn't really like Erica because moments before, Erica had made a dig about Dorit's accent or being from Connecticut or whatever. And so then she's like, "Well, fine, you're a slut." I feel like it was born out of that.
Yeah,
and
she
not
was
like
ready to come on and fight with Eric. I mean, Dorit's an asshole, and I think Rinna knows that. I think it's just hilarious that she turned it into, "Oh, well, you should be mad at your husband because he's the one staring at vaginas," which just cracks me up. And so Kyle calls her out, and she's like, "Hey, you're the one who freaked out about Kim. You know, you're not supposed to talk about husbands." And then Eric is like,
"Oh, really? Well, you can't talk about the husbands. What about talking about the wives of the husbands?"
Mm-hmm. Which is actually true. I mean, the difference is, though, that Erica's actually on this show and she's opened up her life to this sort of shit, whereas the husbands theoretically have not signed up for this shit, even though PK could not be happier. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't show up in a junk boat downstairs and set off a flare to make sure they look out the window and see him down the bay. "I'm here, darling."
Now, do you think that you're making too big of a deal out of this, Erica? So Kyle is still mad. She's like still got Maury trauma. So she's still trying to make a point, but Rinna really didn't say anything that bad yet. And so Erica's like,
"Well, we give a deference to PK and not me. And you don't want them to mess with the marriage and don't mess with mine. That's what you did. Oh, there's Erica doing it on purpose. Flashing husbands, showing a vagina."
Gotcha. Erica's really on a roll, man.
Yeah. So then Rin is like, there's something going on right here. You know, it's what's really about. There's something that's like much deeper that's going on. Something's happening tonight. And Erica's like, well, she was seizing a moment to make me seem like a slut and a whore. And that's when Vanderpump is like, but who cares, darling? And then
wrong
Erica's
thing
like,
to say.
Yeah, that's not like the moment to say that. And Erica's like, because now I have to explain it to Tom. And then this is when she starts to cry again.
Yeah, she's like, yo, this is where everybody says she did it on purpose. And she's like, well, Tom will believe you 1,000%, darling. And Kyle's like, well, I can see how she's hurt. And she's like, all right, well, it was funny in the moment, but then you think about it, and it's all a bunch of bullshit.
I was like, Erica is just going to fight. Like, she doesn't even care. So Dorit is
I think because Dorit still doesn't understand. And it's like, when someone doesn't actually understand what they did wrong, it's frustrating. So, of course, you're going to keep on coming at them until you're either going to try to, you're just going to be like, whatever, I don't fuck with this bitch anymore. Or you're just going to come at them until they can understand it.
Well, Dorit's never going to understand it. I mean, we've seen her only, you know, what, 16 hours. These bitches have seen her a lot longer than that. Like, what do you expect from Dorit? I feel like Erica was like, this is my time to throw a hissy fit and earn my damn paycheck because I haven't done it yet. And so she's doing it the whole time. It's like when it's like when a kid's throwing a tantrum and you're like, you get it. And you give them the candy and they're still crying. And you're like, oh, my God, like you're going to be 300 pounds if I keep giving you candy. Shut up.
So now Dorit feels bad. And she's like, oh, I didn't even think about Tom. His pretty little puss must be hurting, too. Oh, well, I didn't think about him. And so I was like, well, you can apologize to my husband. And she's like, and you can have PK apologize to him, too. And she's like, well, you know, I can't control PK. He's a red-blooded man and, you know, Boy George and all. And like,
you've got Rin and Eileen there just staring at her like, you want to use our FaceTime, bitch? She's like, oh, I can't control PK. He's PK. She's like, you don't run PK? Is that the truth?
I don't believe it. Because I could go to Tom and say, hey, listen, Tom, I did someone wrong. I need you to help me.
I like when Erica talks old timey.
I did someone wrong, Tom, but I need your help.
Daddy-o. So then Rinna's like, Dorit, she's in pain. And Dorit's like, shut up, Rinna.
Rinna starts going, listen, Dorit, baby, listen.
Dorit, baby, Dorit, connect to her. Plug in your USB and connect to her, Dorit.
She's like, can I please talk with her alone? She's like, Dorit, can't you see she's hurting? She's like, shut up, Rinna. And she goes, listen then. And you guys, listen with heart.
And Vanderpump just goes, stop. Just stop it. So trite and American. Unless you're crying a tear out of your eye, Rinna, I don't want to hear it. Are you? Broken bird? Broken bird?
No, are you broken?
No, still together. Shut up, Rinna. So... Kyle's like, she is physically unable to shut her fucking mouth. Like, she cannot shut those big lips. And Rinna's like, okay, I've said listen 20 times, and now I have nothing else to say. I'm done. And Vanderpump goes, I don't believe it.
So at this point now, I mean, Erica is now starting to teeter into righteous territory. Because, you know, we all think that Dorit is the idiot in this situation, but Erica is now with us like, you have to apologize to me, you both have to apologize to Tom and this and that. Da, da, da. So now Eileen's like, all right, let me handle it. I'm the soap star here. So listen, I think that, you know, Dorit made a big deal out of it unnecessarily, but she didn't do it maliciously. You know, it was okay. And Erica's like, oh, I don't care. And then she's like, no, but she's a good person. She just made a big deal. It got out of hand and she doesn't realize, but she wasn't doing it to be mean. I mean, it's not like she didn't like kill your child or something like that. I was like, dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. And then Erica goes crazy. She's like,
it was the switch.
Listen,
went
I
off.
Don't have to forgive her. I don't have to do shit. And don't bring up killing my child because my child could get killed.
I was like, oh, no, girl. You are blowing your entire wad in one episode.
Yeah, she lost it, and then at that point, she was just not hearing anything or listening to reason. She was just like,
don't talk about a man in uniform. Don't talk about someone getting a uniform getting killed. Don't talk about it. Shut the fuck up.
That's when she goes, you don't know what I deal with every night.
Yeah, Eileen's like, well, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, really? You didn't? When you joked about my child getting killed? That's one thing you don't do with me. Joke about my child getting killed.
I was like, well, she's not saying... like she wants. I mean, what are you doing, Erica? Like, Erica's now just going crazy. And yeah. Eileen's crying now, you know. I mean, it's like soap opera, and she's wearing Madonna gloves, so I can't really take her seriously. But she's like, oh my God, I've been on this girl's side. Like, what am I going to do? So she's like, I don't mean it that way. What? Come on, Erica. And, meanwhile, Vanderpump's like, what do you mean he could get killed? Who's your son? You have a son?
Is he broken also?
Aren't you Dana from season 2 with the fancy sunglasses? Who are you?
Does your son know Pandy?
So then, yeah. So then, I mean, Eileen is just like rattled because she's like, I'm like a friend to you. I'm always good to you, and I'm just trying to be nice. And now, like, now all of a sudden, I'm like the evil one. Like, I'm reverse beast.
And, yes. Erica's like, not having it. She's like, don't bring up a kid again. I didn't mean it that way. It was a figure of speech.
I don't care. Shut up, Eileen.
Like, she was like really going at Eileen. And even Dorit is like, she didn't mean it like that.
No. Yeah. And Rinna's like next to her and like stroking her arms and is like, okay, we're okay, baby. We're okay. Calm, deep breaths.
Well, yeah, okay. Don't tell me I'm okay. Cop
okay,
killer.
Okay, I'm like, oh no. So, and then Erica's like, you wanna walk away, baby? You wanna walk away? And Erica's like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, don't do that. Erica, don't do that. You cannot have a meltdown on screen and be like, nah, I'm good. It's not cool.
So then Eileen, you don't know what I deal with every night. Fuck you for that. None of you know.
And she's like, she takes her napkin, she's like,
yeah, she starts hyperventilating. And then Eileen's like, wait, I've got an idea. This will fix everything. I'd like to take a moment to honor Erica's son. And she's like, it doesn't want to be fucking honored. It doesn't want that.
I just want to honor your son. Shut up, Eileen.
He is a beast of the police force.
He doesn't want that. He just wants to do his job and not get killed, and not be told he might get killed by a soap star like you.
Yeah, she's like, I could do that. I could say, oh, my son's a police officer, and I'm scared I could try and get some bit in, but I don't do that. I'm like, you're literally doing it through the whole dinner. Please be quiet. Like, too much.
So Rinna is basically like, okay, Eileen, let me show you how it's really done. So, Dorit, a few months ago, I was at a dinner party at your place, and at one point, everyone left to go get touched up, and then I was just left alone with that crazy gay guy at your table. Why? And Dorit goes, well, everyone does that. Meanwhile, by the way, in my head, I'm like, what's going on? And then they show a flashback because I didn't know what Rinna was really talking about. And it was that dinner party scene. And it was that big, long table. And really, it really was. Rinna was sitting there alone with just that guy. And it was totally empty. So in my mind, I'm like, well, they're probably doing coke. And it comes back and Rinna's like, were people doing coke in your bathroom? I just...
yeah, because everybody was giving her shit. Kyle's like, what does that even mean? What are you getting at? Just say it, Rinna. You know, she's like so mad. And she's like, were you doing coke in the bathroom at your dinner party? And Dorit goes, are you insinuating? I got up from the dinner table to do drugs. No, she's literally saying,
we all just wash our hands together. And then use that very special baby powder that smells so good. You just can't help but smell that baby powder. Real quick smell.
I was showing everybody the magical toilet that cleans the bottom. Boy loves it. Have I mentioned boy? Like, you drug addict. So here comes Rinna with another drug accusation to hurl at somebody. Oh, my God. So you got to love that she keeps it consistent. I mean, all of her seasons now have been about this.
I just laughed out loud. I was like, it was just the twists that I did not see coming at this. And, you know, just... doing whatever you can to get the pressure off of Erica and be like, here's something else to go after Dorit. Like, and Rinna's like, it's not an accusation. I just am being honest with you. So just answer yes or no. And Dorit's like, no. And like the cokiest person on this show has a dinner party and everyone gets up to go into a bathroom. And you're going to tell me.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We've been calling Dorit Coke Eyes the whole season because her eyes literally are popping out of her head. And, like, it's not a big secret. The thing is, in L.A., when you start throwing drug accusations around, chances are they're going to be right. It's like you don't have to be psychic, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of drug use and prescription use and every kind of use, you know.
So Kyle is so mad at Rinna at this. She's like, come on.
Yeah, she's like, this is disgusting. And if you said that to me, and Vanderpump goes, I'd jump across the table. And I was like, oh, I love that she can slam Rinna, because that's what Rinna did, you know? She can, like, slam her, just, like, putting, like, a little comment in randomly in a fight that's not even her fight. Like, that's talent right there. But this was hilarious. So now everybody's mad at Lisa Rinna again. We didn't even get to mention that Lisa had Marge Simpson hair, or that Lisa and Kyle at one point during this fight were cuddled together, hugging each other like they were being traumatized. You know, it was so good. Oh, this episode was so good.
Lisa Rinna, I mean, I don't think she has ever stepped in the shit more times in one episode than in this week's episode. This was uncharted territory for her.
So fun. This was one of the most fun episodes. I mean, definitely of the season.
Best one of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to go down as a classic. I mean, so it's when Erica finally, I don't know, cried or did something.
Yeah. It was just, everything was just like bonkers. It was great. All the civilities, is that a word? But all the niceties amongst these women, it just dropped. Dorit got into the mix. And you know what, by the way, Dorit, say what you will, she did not back down. That to be fair, that's what Daffy dumb people tend to do. They just they just come at you over and over again. But she, you know, she held her ground. She earned her money as a reality star. She did it. So you know what? Dorit has been honestly like totally entertaining all season. As much as she's so
she's
dumb,
an obnoxious cow, she's really earned her cow. I think
she's earned her diamond in my mind.
Yeah, this was also kind of a passing the torch moment because these were two newbies basically going at each other. I mean, Erica had last year, but you know she's still new. It's like her first year, and so these were two newbies really going at it for the first time, and it was one of the biggest train wrecks we've seen. So you know, good for you guys.
Yeah, see, Carlton and Joyce, they should have realized they needed to fight way more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a little shakiness there. Erica can maybe reel it in a little, but hilarious. And it made me glad that they're both on the show, you know, so good on you, girls.
Great episode.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I believe there's only two more episodes before the reunion, and probably all next week is going to be mostly this.
I can't even imagine how there's only two episodes left of this show. It just seems like there's such madness happening.
I know. But then they get so polite so quickly. You know, they're like, just all friends. No one meant anything. Oh, it was just a bad day. I'm like, no. You are the nastiest people. When they all get cornered, they turn so nasty. And I love
this. I think it's going to be a pretty brutal reunion.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get ugly. So everybody, thanks so much for joining us. As usual, find all our links at watchwhatcrappens.com. If you want our bonus episodes, go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and for all the other bonus stuff. And we'd love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time, guys.
Bye.